Snakes. Landmines. And grass fires. A podcast about real estate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Poodle Ranch and to another podcast with my wonderful husband, broker Lester Langdon. It's another episode of Snakes, Landmines, and Grass Fires. Yes.
say that 10 times fast.
Really. Our podcast is called I Don't Know. What don't we know? I don't know.
I don't know. I've been struggling for years to understand how to tell prospective clients that they need me. And sometimes I don't know how to do that. Most prospective clients know what they know and usually do not want to know more, except how much is the property worth?
And we don't know.
Well, I can know, but it takes some research. They do not know what they do not know. That requires some humility and requires that we know our strengths and our limits. Do you listen to your doctor and lawyer and accountant?
Yes.
Why?
They're smarter than me.
And they have
more experience.
Yes, exactly right. It is fair to say that if you have done 5 or 10 real estate transactions, you probably should listen to someone who has hundreds and hundreds of transactions of all property types.
Let's go back to that doctor question again. Do I listen to my doctor? Do I think he's smarter than me? Maybe not, but he has more experience in an area that I don't know anything about. So.
And he doesn't know anything about, or she doesn't know anything about poodles.
That's right. So. But maybe they do know about foot problems or skin rashes like the poison ivy that I have right now. I mean, thank goodness
doctor. Welcome to the Poodle Ranch.
Don't touch the leaves of three.
Do poodles get poison ivy?
Yes. No, they get it on their fur, and then I touch it, and I get it.
Okay.
That's why you need to go cut all the poison ivy vines down.
Okay, I've cut some of them already, and I'll cut some more.
Good job.
I'm the ranch hand.
Okay.
Yes, there are personality types that need control and think that they know more. And this may be because of several reasons.
Okay, so tell me about the different personality types that you've run into during your real estate world for the last 20 years.
25 years.
25 years.
Well, of course, it's just like the regular general population. But some personality types need control, and they think that they know more. And that may be because of several reasons. Maybe I have not conveyed information about my years of experience and knowledge. It might be my fault. You should review this entire website and find out more. It's not good to tell someone to be quiet because I know more. That's not proper etiquette. It might be best by me asking the right questions and encouraging the prospective client to ask me questions and to express their concerns. Is that fair?
That's fair. You just don't tell them, hey, shut up and listen.
Maybe I should approach my prospective clients the way I approach you.
Maybe.
Maybe not, huh?
Maybe not.
You know, you might, or they might, ask about my service and about real estate generally and about characteristics of a specific property. Frequently, I can avert your future real estate problems by discussing your concerns and touring the specific property to find out about future challenges.
And how do you handle that?
Well, we can translate your concerns and specific property challenges into contractual clauses in a purchase or in a sale contract. And, of course, this may require experience and knowledge to know where the snakes hide. Make note, this is key. Usually, those snakes hide in the institutional rules and regulations and policies made by the changing personnel that make those changing documents.
What do you mean, changing documents?
Well, institutions frequently are changing policies, and they have to write down the policies on documents.
Oh, you mean that the rules and regulations and the changing personnel makes changes on the documents. That's what you meant.
And, you can listen to some other episodes of this podcast to find out about some policies that we've had and some challenges that we've had with some lenders and some title insurance companies.
Okay.
Hundreds and hundreds of transactions help me to know about bureaucratic institutional policies and the regulations of lenders and title insurance companies. And the documents and the policies and the rules and regulations are always changing.
You got to have that government in there, man. You got to get those regulations.
Some real estate property characteristics and some attitudes of buyers or sellers or brokers make it necessary to write a real estate contract to address future problems before they become a problem. I might tour a property and see that there is a junkyard next door. And so we should be careful to write the contract to keep you out of trouble. Normally, the problem is not finding a property. However, I must admit that buyers have to look at numerous properties to realize what the market is.
And the sellers have to emotionally be disappointed by marketing for months. They have to feel some disappointment as well.
Yes, then they come to the realization that their property is overpriced. I've got several properties like that right now, and, you know, I just tell them on the front end, hey, if it doesn't sell, it's not my fault. It's the market trying to tell you something.
I know.
Sometimes they just don't listen, and to speak fairly, clients should find out for themselves, as most people do, when we grow. But hopefully I can give them some evidence to shorten their expensive learning habit.
Like a market analysis.
A buyer's time is valuable, and sellers do not want their overpriced property to go stale on the market. Interestingly, experienced brokers know that the first offer is frequently the best offer.
But sellers always go, well, that offer came too fast. It must not be priced right. I can get more. Am I right?
You're exactly right. So how did I get started on this rant? Had a past prospect ask me to help him sell several properties. In the past, he asked me to sell two properties that he didn't even own. So now, whenever I speak with him, I have to be careful. So when he asked me for my help again and wanted the value of the three properties, I said, I do not know their value. Let me do some research, and then we can talk again. I don't know.
I'll find out.
I discovered that he owned 1/3 undivided interest in each of the three properties. The other properties do not want to deal with him because of his history. The solution is to swap and let each of the three owners' parties each own their own parcel fully, 100%. Make three equal piles and let them go first to pick a pile, a property. He'll need to do a legal swap agreement with the other parties, and then I will make a marketing agreement with each party to sell their individual fully owned parcel. Problem solved.
Yay!
I started our episode by saying I do not know. This entire rant started because I watched a 2-minute video by David Berkus, which you can watch on this website. P.S. Concerning your normal first question about how much is it worth? I have two answers. The first answer is, I don't know. It depends. If you're a buyer, please listen to our podcast entitled How to Find a Good Deal. The second answer is I do not know. It depends, just like the first answer. If you're a seller, I can get you any price you want, but it might take years. Of course, I'll do the research. However, in the long run, the market will tell you, if you can wait enough months. A better question is to ask, when do you want the money? Then price the property to sell.
Okay, that sounds very, very good.
It's profound, isn't it?
Yes. So what should they do?
So they should phone me. And we can both discuss what we do not know. However, we do not know what we do not know.
And once again, you can contact Lester Langdon at...
So call us at 281-236-8189 and go to our newly renovated website at eustonius.com. That's Eustonius.com. Thanks a lot.